Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our friend Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette tweeted this out. Connor Joe in 2024, 688 OPS, war of 0.6. Tommy Pham, who the Pirates just reportedly signed for 1 year, $4 million in 2024, 674 OPS. That's 14 points lower than Connor Joe's, and a negative 0.2 war. So 0.8 lower than Connor Joe's. So the Pirates just signed a lesser Connor Joe. Jeff Hathorn now joins us. There's a lot to get into with Jeff. He's our sports director. Jeff, good morning to you today. How you doing?
Listen, boys, no one likes war. We all want peace.
What it isn't good for?
Absolutely nothing when it's negative 0.2. So, Jeff, your reaction to the breaking Pirates news, 1 year, $4 million for Tommy Pham.
I mean, listen, if he's the last guy on the roster and he's a bench piece, a pinch hitter with you know, a veteran pinch hitter who can come in and spot start, I like that ad. If you're making him your everyday right fielder, you could have done better.
Jeff, sorry. We might be asking the same. Why don't you go?
No, I'm just, is there anybody else out there that he'd have his eye on? I mean, it's kind of drying up here. Like, I know that these moves and this move, it's a move, but it's not a move that, where last year, what did they spend, Crowley? $35 million in the offseason, and now they're still under $10 million outside of Andrew McCutchen of spending money. Like, who else is out there that could really, you know, catch your eye?
Yeah, you're walking into TJ Maxx at 8:50 at night. You know, everything's kind of been taken off the shelves. Yeah, there's not really, I mean, it seems like what they're going with is, I mean, Jack Suwinski hit over 300 his last month in AAA. That they go in that direction and believe in Suwinski, that maybe a Henry Davis or an Andy Rodriguez works someone right field, that they just use that, at, you know, and see who the hot player is. Maybe it's Tommy Pham, and that person, you know, plays in right field. The thing is, because you're not going to get power from third base, and Horwitz isn't traditionally a power guy at first, like you really want that right field spot to be a home run guy, and maybe that's where you run Suwinski out there and hope he can find some of what he had a couple of years ago.
I had somebody, we actually had somebody who is has some ties to that Pirates clubhouse tell us that Tommy Pham can kind of be a jerk, but that they might need that in there. He's played on teams that have gone to the World Series. Do you think they need that kind of thing, Jeff?
I mean, listen, I think A.J. Burnett is one of the most influential Pirates of the last 40 years because of the attitude he brought into that room. But I think they were ready for it. They also had a good team. He just took them to the next step. And I kind of liked what I was hearing at Pirate Fest from McCutchen saying that he wants to be more of a leader, that Paul Skenes, all right, I've got a year in. I'm gonna say what I think. I'm gonna walk around that room and not be afraid to, you know, just stick to myself because it's my first year. I don't necessarily know if you need Tommy Pham. I mean, maybe that helps. I mean, the thing is, you know, Rowdy Tellez had some of those qualities where, you know, he hugged Bednar and tried to be a leader. But if you're not producing, none of that matters.
Jeff, what do you make of the Kevin Acklin news, breaking news this morning that Kevin Acklin's stepping down as president of business operations for the Penguins in June. Anything of note there?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm a little surprised, but given all the upheaval they've had in their front office over the last couple of years, whether it's eliminating positions or turning people over, I guess I'm not 100% surprised that they're going in a different direction. I mean, they're looking for minority owners. I mean, it's just, there's a lot over there that hopefully gets better. And they may have somebody in mind that they've been grooming for this spot or that's been working in the front office of one of the other teams that Fenway owns that they think is going to be a better fit.
Jeff, Joey Porter on Radio Row called Steelers fans spoiled. Do you think he's right?
Yeah, but I think you could, the other word you could use for that are expectations. I mean, You expect championships in Pittsburgh. And isn't that what you want? I mean, you could say it, on the one hand, you could say, okay, they're spoiled, but they also expect greatness. And I wouldn't want the fan base to say, okay, winning season, yay. No, you want them to think championship. I'm sure the organization, even though they haven't gotten there, the desire is to get to a championship. And the fan base should have high expectations. I mean, they've done great things here. It's a salary cap league. Like, why not have aspirations for championships? And if they're upset that they lose in the playoffs every year and none of those games are close, well, they should be.
Jeff, it seems like the Russell Wilson train has left the station. Would you put a percentage on what chance you think he might come back?
Yeah, I agree with you, especially with what Glazer said, because that's like having Mike Tomlin tell you without him telling you. So, yeah, I mean, the story that came out, you know, with Jerry Dulac and then what we heard today. And, even last week, I mean, Art hinted to it right there where he said age was going to be a factor in who they want to have as their quarterback. And Russ is going to be 37. That should be a factor. This is a team that needs to find a quarterback, not hang on or have a bridge time with a 37-year-old.
Jeff, give us a quick final call for the Super Bowl on Sunday. How's it going to end?
Eagles lead the entire game, and Patrick Mahomes walks them down the field and throws a touchdown pass to Hollywood Brown to win the game.
Is there maybe going to be a key roughing the passer call on a third or fourth down somewhere in there, Jeff, that final drive?
Maybe a phantom defensive holding. I think those things get exaggerated to a point. I mean, we used to really look at Tom Brady because Tom Brady won. So I think every one of those you really focus in on because it's Mahomes. Now, obviously, the stats also tell you that he gets some breaks. But the refs know who the stars are. I don't know if in this game they're going to be overly because they know all the eyes are on them. But Mahomes is insane. He's insane. He's one of the greatest of all time. They've won, 19 straight one-score games?
Yep.
When it comes down to it, this guy's the best. And until somebody beats the best, I think the best is going to win.
With you. Jeff, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, buddy.
All right. See you, boys.
Thank you, Jeff. Carl.
The great Jeff Hathorn.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.